Good morning, PageCast listeners, and welcome back to yet another episode. This time we're at the Kingsmead Book Festival, and we are in for a treat. All day we'll be chatting with authors and festival goers alike to find out how they are enjoying the festival. But to start us off today, we thought we should get to know the team that was all behind the program, Birds of a Feather. So I'm sitting around. I might actually let everybody introduce themselves. So maybe we'll start to my right.
Alex Bush, Director of Book Fair.
Jennifer Platt, Sunday Times, Books Editor and part of the committee that puts together the Book Fair.
I'm Sunyati, a writer and a freelancer.
I'm Pamela Power and I'm a literary advisor, I like to say that, and a facilitator today.
So as you can hear, I'm sitting around the most incredible woman, and we have a real dream team that's put this festival together. So the theme of the festival this year is Birds of a Feather, and I thought I would put them all on the spot by asking them, if you could be a bird, any bird, which bird would you be?
Oh, that's so easy. A toucan. Why? Because they're bright and they're colorful and they're quirky.
I think I'd be a lory, actually. Because I never shut up. Alex is nodding. Yes, you are a lory.
I think I want to be a crow.
I want
to be a harbinger of evil. And just
that's beautiful. Beautiful thing.
Yeah.
I'm definitely an eagle.
Ooh, because you soar.
Yes, and all. You know, eagles are just so powerful and, you know, and they're just so intelligent of all the bird species. And they sort of mimic humans, and I like that about them.
So why Birds of a Feather this year? What was the thought process behind it?
So I think the background to the Kingsmead Book Fair is always that it's a diverse event that brings the community together. And the theme this year just really resonated with that. So Birds of a Feather, bookmark together. It brings all sorts of people together, from 4-year-olds, as I say, to 104-year-olds, our authors, our students, parents, the wider community. It really is all a very different, colorful melange of birds that arrive today.
So that means the program obviously reflects that. So is there something for everyone?
Absolutely. As I say, from 4 to 104, there is something for absolutely everybody.
And melange.
I mean, really?
That's a great word.
Wow.
Melange.
So I think I want to know, what is the moment when you know the festival is officially alive? Is it the smell of the coffee, the arrival of the first few authors and festival goers, or the last minute chaos of mic checks?
So, I mean, for me, it starts at 6 a.m. So when the sun starts coming up, I realize that it's go time. Yes, when you hear the noise of the coffee machines and the laughter of people coming through the gates, you know, it's really set go.
And I want to know from Sue and Jen and Pamela, what are some of the sessions you're most excited about today? What were some of the more challenging ones to curate? Give me a sense of what we can expect today.
I think that I would most look forward to is the talk with Tony Leon. I really want to hear what he has to say, especially what is happening now. So that's one I would really want to be in. But I think the one I'm doing is very exciting for me personally, which is we're getting three authors together, but three thriller authors and not your usual, you know, authors that we all know. It's authors that have like written one or two books, and it's a debut author, and they're all talking about like why murder is so interesting,
especially in South Africa.
Exactly,
you'd think it would have the opposite appeal.
Yeah, because it's not domestic noir. It's not psychology. It's crime thrillers. So that makes it fascinating.
Who are the authors that you'll be interviewing? So
I'm interviewing Kurt Ellis, Marina Orr, and Juliet Moneta.
Yeah. Her book looks really amazing.
I know. So all three of those books were incredible to read. I'm so excited to talk to them.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And Sue?
Okay, so apart from my session, I'm looking forward to the fun sessions, you know, like the romance. What's it Mills and Boots.
That was genius.
And, you know, the way we coined that word, it was really funny. So I'm also looking forward to hearing what the writers have to say. So I think, like, recently I started reading romance again, which is something I haven't done in years. So it's also nice to be in the lighter side of life and actually meet these people who craft these romance novels, you know.
Why do you think you came back to romance, and what was the book that kind of set it all up for you again?
So when I went to Akia Festival last year, there were quite a lot of romance books that are like trending, or they are a hit, you know, amongst a lot of people. And one of them was called Broken. It's a halal, not so halal love story.
Ooh.
So there's no hanky-panky. Mm. You know, and it was quite interesting because you get to page like 87 and they still haven't kissed. So it's, and you know, it reminds you how sensual actually holding hands is, you know, just holding hands. And it was nice. It gave me a nice feeling. So I kind of thought, okay, let me revisit romance and see, you know, what are they doing that's not so, you know, the romance that we grew up with was so, you know, the usual, it went, you know, according to a pattern, you kind of knew was predictable. But the writers nowadays are actually giving us twists and turns to the plot, which is nice.
Yes. And I mean, before we move on, I think I'll ask the burning question a lot of listeners might have is, are you going to be doing some romance writing?
Yeah, but you know, mine is always tinged with a bit of trauma. It wouldn't be me.
People will die. People will die.
Yes, Pam. You.
So what is that genre called? Traumatic romance? Trauma?
No, tragedy.
Realm?
Like Romeo and Juliet. Trauma.
Isn't it called the Colleen Hoover novel?
Exactly. Yeah. We'd like her sales, that's for sure. Yeah. Okay, so I agree with Sue. I'm actually also really into romance at the moment. And I think it's after COVID, I became very interested in nonfiction and in romance. So I'm also going to Mills and Boot.
Mm-hmm.
Very much looking forward to that. I mean, I love Jo Watson. And what else am I going to? I'm going to, I think this is it. And we made these up, but I cannot remember what they are called. Umbilical Cords, I think.
Yes.
Yeah. Anki Kruch, Kieran Lane will be facilitating that. Gavin Evans, I'm really, really looking forward to that. And I'm very much looking forward to my own two panels. I'm so excited about them because I'm going to be interviewing Nicole Engelbrecht, who's just the queen of true crime, and she's just brilliant. I thought her book, Sizzlers, was so well written. So I'm going to be interviewing her. And then I also got two other fabulous authors and personalities, Vanessa Raffaele of The Village, and Dudu Inhlabathi Madonsela, who is a dating coach.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, can you imagine what, I mean, she is hilarious. That book made me snort. So, yeah, so I'm very, very excited. And there are just so many wonderful authors here.
So many.
So many. I mean, trying to choose a session, very difficult.
Very difficult.
Very difficult people.
We had Dudu on for a page post a few weeks ago, and it was so brilliant. And I don't think I've laughed as much as I did. She's got some brilliant advice, though. I mean, she's harsh, and she's sometimes, she doesn't, you know, pull any
mince her words,
But it hits home, and if you start to sit with it, it really, it can be very useful. I've got another question for you, which is, what role do you see the book fair playing in fostering a culture of reading and storytelling in Johannesburg and beyond?
Gosh.
Okay.
No, I think it has an incredibly important role to play. You know, we are trying to foster a culture of reading, specifically within Kingsmead, which is why it's so lovely that it is part of a school and part of what we do. We've also done it through the Young Writers Competition, which we launched 4 years ago. It's gone national. This year we had over 800 entries from across the country, which was amazing. And I think between all of those things and all of the additions that we try and bring to the program, we are trying to foster reading. Especially the children's program and the young adults program that we have is nearly sold out in many instances. The girls, especially our grade 6 to 12 students, have to attend a session, and they have such an incredible choice to go to, and it's such a privilege. So yes, we want to make it available to as many young people as possible to come and interact with authors.
And I must just add, I mean, that's the reason I actually sent my daughter to the school, was because this school has a book fair. So, yeah.
No.
Luckily, she liked the school too. It wasn't like, you have to go here. Mummy likes the book fair. No.
Yeah, and books should be a lifestyle. Just like you would go to a music festival or take your kids to the mall, you should take them to a book fair.
Or a rugby festival.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Just saying.
Hashtag just saying.
And there's really is something for everyone. You could be in a session or you could be outside in the sunshine, mm-hmm. having a coffee.
Or like glass of
people
wine.
Watching.
Yeah. Yeah. What I really think, what I really love about Kingsmead is that it's this one day that everybody comes together here and you can just feel it. You can just feel that excitement in the air.
Mm.
And people are so into the sessions that they're going to go to and the books that they're going to read and the authors that they're going to meet. I mean, there's very rare instances where you can get to meet authors and get your book signed by them.
Mm.
So this is one of those things that the Kingsmead Book Festival offers that you don't see happen everywhere.
And it's massively exciting for authors
exactly.
as well to be here.
To be here.
And authors are coming in from all over the country.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Correct.
Which makes it that much more unique mm-hmm. as well. This festival has evolved over the years. What do you think have been some of the changes and the ebbs and the flows that you've really admired?
Gosh, well, this is my ninth festival. So, I hope that I've built it into something that is diverse and inclusive and where everybody feels incredibly welcome and where they feel that they can ask questions of authors, immerse themselves. And yeah, that's really our aim, is that we've tried to make it as inclusive and diverse as possible.
And what I think is amazing is how we picked up after COVID.
Yes.
You know, we could have just let it go, you know, but it's such an important part of the literary calendar.
It is. No, very much so.
Jen, say something.
I think that it has evolved in a way that when I first came here, like many moons ago, and I came to Kingsmead as a book festival goer and not part of the literary scene at all, it was there wasn't that many sessions to go to. And it was a very social place to come to, but not that big, not that major. Right now, it is one of the events to come to in Joburg. It's the day to come to Joburg and really just enjoy yourself here. I mean, you don't have a lot of festivals in Joburg, reading festivals, book festivals. So this is one of them. And I think this is one of the most important ones.
No, we know,
and it's grown. And it's grown into that, you know, over the last 13 years. And it's just fantastic to see.
I think also, sorry to interject, the inclusion now of the children and the young adult program, that has been an amazing addition and has really, you know, grown and grown and grown. And if you see how those two areas in particular are buzzing on the day, that is really beautiful, because that shows kids hopefully are interested in
them. That's the future.
Yeah, that's the future. Yeah,
I remember when I first came, I think Sabelo and my son was about a year old, and they used to have like a babysitting service, which for me was wonderful. And I would just drop him off there and go and, you know, sessions, go to the sessions and, you know, enjoy them. And so I think for me, that was the biggest draw card. And before then, I wasn't even on the program. I wasn't even featured as a writer. So it was like years ago.
Mm.
And I actually enjoyed the anonymity of coming to a festival, going to sessions and no one not knowing you. And then as my son grew, as you pointed out, they stopped that babysitting, but there wasn't really a structured program for the kids. And so I couldn't bring him anymore. And so I think for me, that is actually a great addition, especially for parents with kids, you know, that they can actually come and actually have time to actually sit uninterrupted and focus on the sessions as well.
Lovely.
Mm.
I think in wrapping up, I want to ask you one last question, which is, what is your wish for this day? As in today, the 24th of May, 2025.
My wish is for as many sessions as possible to be sold out and full, and for these incredible authors to have an audience. That is really, they have put in so much work and their work is incredible. And I just wish them the best of luck with their panels. And I hope that all their sessions are full.
I wish that everybody goes home with a sense of how good South African fiction and nonfiction writing is and how wonderful books are, and just get excited about like reading something on paper form again and not just our phones, and how important that is.
My wish is that, you know, we have big audiences just like Alex, that, you know, because essentially, you know, when you write, you want to be read. And I'm hoping that people who come will also be exposed to, you know, authors that they wouldn't necessarily read. So that's the nice thing about the book, you know, the book fair and the chats, is that you get exposed to other writers that you don't know or you wouldn't meet in your daily life. And I think so far, so good. The weather is on our side. Mm. And so let's hope the people will be too.
I really hope that the book sales are off the charts and people just buy the books, because like everybody said, they are so worthwhile. Our South African books are fantastic. Yeah. Big sales today.
Big sales.
Speaking to the universe.
Big sales, yeah.
Oh, well, thank you so much for coming to join me at this table today.
Thank you.
We look forward to seeing how it all unfolds, and hopefully next year we'll be right here once again.
Thank you so much. And congrats on the podcast.
Yeah. Thanks, Mary.